You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen call-in radio show on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication. My name is Sue Wagner of the WAN Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting and sponsoring the groundbreaking relationship work of world-renowned psychotherapist Dr. Pat Allen for more than 40 years. Tonight we have myself and Andy Shaw to be answering your relationship questions. Before we get started, please grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in number. The number will be 323-203-0815. You can also write down our website so you know more about joining our monthly ladies groups. info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, and also our website, drpatallen.com, and that's www.drpatallen.com. So tonight we have myself, I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, Sue Wagner, and the Chief Financial Officer of the WAN Institute, and we have Andy Shaw. He's a former student of Dr. Pat Allen's, and he's a trained relationship communication coach under the WAN Institute, trained by Dr. Allen. Andy, are you available to say hello?
Hello, I sure am.
So hopefully we'll get some call-ins. Again, the number to call in is 323-203-0815. Starting in July, I used to have a monthly drop-in ladies groups, and now I'm going to form an ongoing ladies group. There'll be four ladies to each group, and I'll teach them about relationships and a lot of Dr. Allen tools, and it'll be over the principles of getting to I do. And some of the stuff we'll be learning is how to attract the right man, when you should make the first move and when you should not, what equity in a relationship may not be what you're looking for, why equity in a relationship might not be what you're looking for. That's that 50-50 relationship. Why sex before commitment is a bad deal. How to have sensational sex. What makes a man run away from a relationship. How to know when you're giving too much. That's a lot of women. They mother men. How to get what you want without asking. And what makes a man want to commit. And also this and one of the prerequisites is that I prefer you have read Dr. Pat Allen's book so you know the material. And I take a group of four ladies in each group, and I have groups on Monday, two groups on Monday, one on Thursday after the radio show, and one on Tuesday at 4. I'm limited to four people. It's very low cost. I believe I'm charging $15 for each session. With a minimum of a one-month session, so I can walk you through the whole course rather than jumping in and out. I do better when I can get you and work you through. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior, and we'll go through, you know, why you pick the men you do and hopefully work on yourself so you have a better picker. And part of the material is you have to do the work rather than just read the material. So I help you get out there out in the dating field and duty date, which a lot of women are like, oh, do I have to? And I support you and coach you all along the way. I hold your hand, and I have a couple ladies that I've been with for a year that are doing great. So hopefully if you want some information, I have it's filling up fast. You can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338 or send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. So, Andy, do you want to share anything? I think we have some topics we're going to go over.
Let's start in on the topics. I think I've said enough in the past for today.
One of the big things is boundaries. A lot of people, they don't know. It's uncomfortable for them to set healthy boundaries. When they set boundaries, I'm not sure if they're familiar on what boundaries actually are. So I pulled out a sheet that I sent to Andy and myself. So maybe we can read over. It's just some subcategories. Boundaries typically fall into a few specific categories. They're emotional, that protects our own emotional well-being; physical, protects our physical space; sexual, protecting our needs and safety sexually, and workplace, protecting our ability to do our work without interference or drama. And it says, what are some toxic boundaries? Do you want to go ahead? You've got that sheet, Andy, and tell us what some toxic boundaries are.
Sure. Here are some examples of what unhealthy boundaries may look like. Disrespecting the values, beliefs, and opinions of others when you do not agree with them, or not saying no, or not accepting when others say no, feeling like you're responsible for other people's feelings and or happiness.
That's a lot with people pleasers. People pleasers feel they're responsible to please others. And so that's a sign they don't have healthy boundaries. And what causes people to lack boundaries? People that lack boundaries because they have a high level of neediness. In other terms, codependency. People who are needy or codependents have a desperate need for love and affection from others. To receive this love and affection, they satisfy their identity and remove their boundaries. That's part of the people pleasing. They put themselves second over and above. They put other people's feelings ahead of their own. And Dr. Allen would call them a doormat. And then what are examples of boundaries in relationships? Do you want to share that, Ed? Yeah.
Yeah, it's expecting others to communicate during disagreements with maturity, letting go of codependency and having your own identity. It's asking for personal space and quiet when you're working. And it's also voicing your concerns rather than holding on to resentment.
That's very good examples there. And let's see. Seven types of boundaries you may need. What boundaries do you need? You need physical boundaries, sexual boundaries, emotional and mental boundaries, spiritual and religious boundaries, financial and material boundaries, time boundaries, and non-negotiable boundaries. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Andy. How important are these boundaries? Because a lot of them go over Dr. Pat Allen's time, space, money, and play contract.
Oh, my God. Boundaries are-
I just read it, and I said, this is Dr. Allen's, you know, boundaries, where you communicate your wants and not wants, which is boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah, people get mad at so many different things, but never say that those things are unacceptable.
Uh-huh. That until, you know, a lot of times I get the women that get into relationships and then they don't know, you know, financially they give their money and all of a sudden they get resentful and cut it off. But they set it up that way because they didn't negotiate a healthy boundary. And that would look like I'm comfortable contributing ... Or I'm not comfortable contributing ... You have to know what you want and what you don't want in order to set healthy boundaries. Just, if you go with the flow, chances are you're going to get hurt because you have no boundaries and somebody else will take advantage of you not having healthy boundaries.
Yeah, and I'd argue that setting boundaries is like accepting another human being, because when you're setting that boundary, you are accepting them as they are, because you're giving them a chance to communicate. And so, you know, that accept and reject is like that quarter. Heads is I accept you as you are. Tails is I reject you as you are. But both are with love for myself.
That's true. You love yourself. And boundaries, it's a lot of women, what they say boundaries, they say, well, you can't do that. These are my boundaries. They think that boundaries are telling somebody you can't do that. That's not what a boundary is. A boundary is what you're willing to accept or not accept. And that's part of the accept, reject, or tolerate. If this person is constantly calling you names and you've told them that calling me names is not acceptable, and if you continue to do it, the price will be I'm going to have to leave. That's setting up a healthy boundary. An emotional way to react to that would be, you can't talk to me that way. And if you do, I'm going to leave. That would be an emotional way, threatening and forcing the other person to change, to accommodate you. So I teach a lot of communication tools, how to speak rationally rather than emotionally. And it may seem kind of foreign for a while, but it does get easier. So, Andy, do you have any examples of emotional and rational communication with healthy boundaries?
Well, I have a friend of mine who likes to call me names. I won't say what those names are.
Okay.
But they're not safe for work, I can tell you that much. And
let me ask you something. Why do you think, just let's analyze it. Why do you think he has a need to call you names? Is it something that he feels you're more superior, or he's jealous of you? What do you think? Why do you think he calls you names?
You know, I was listening to that WANT, Training for Effective Living, and it mentions that control, power, he's a power player.
Yeah.
He likes power, he likes control, and he thinks he has more than he does. And so I know he likes to manipulate, and calling people names is a way to manipulate people into doing what he wants them to do. And that's, you know, to raise to uproar the game, right? He likes that stuff. And there will be times where he knows who he's calling, so he doesn't. We don't talk every day because he knows I'm going to call him on his bull. So,
is he intimidated by you, so he has to try and put you down?
I don't know. I've known him for 30 years, and when we were active duty, he used to talk tough.
Oh.
And there's a couple times where we kind of fought down the quad of by the barracks. And both times they got him in a very vulnerable position where if I just tug, I'm breaking his neck.
Yeah. That's literally if you tug a physical fight?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It was either you stop now or I break your arm. You stop now or I break your neck.
Okay.
And he stopped fighting me after that because he kept getting into more. Anyways. He likes to portray power. That's his huge thing. And with that comes names and intimidation. And though I love him, he's my brother in arms.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to call me names. And if he does, I give him a warning. You know, I'll play your game because I do it consciously rather than unconsciously. Or when I'm tired of it, I just say, you know, you can stop right now or I'm done.
Yeah.
We'll talk tomorrow. Or whatever next time is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but those conversations have gotten so much easier when I can just say enough.
Okay. So and he kind of knows you guys had you had a debate and he kind of knows your limits and you've set your healthy boundaries. Well, having a fight probably isn't the healthy boundaries, but ultimately you got your boundaries. You got your boundaries.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that course of action, but it was the only course of action available at the time. You know, think of, you know, 18, 19-year-old kids who aren't very smart. At least, you know, their brains are not totally up there yet. So words were well, we're not as good as women when it comes to talking anyway, so.
That's true. You guys are more physical sometimes. Less words, more physical logic. You guys, it goes into a debate on who's the better man. Yeah.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I learned this work and I've shared it with him.
Oh, we have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
First of all, hi guys. Been a long time. I used to go to the Orange County seminars. Andy, I don't know if you remember me. My name's Ashley. How's it going?
Good, Ashley. How are you? Nice hearing from you.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a relationship question.
Okay, go ahead. We'll do our best to help you.
Okay, so where to start? I have been dating somebody for about 6 months. We both don't really want anything serious, but he keeps bringing me up to his family. And I just personally feel like we're not compatible because our, it's like our, I definitely took notes. We're not socially compatible would be the most appropriate way to say it.
Well, how did you guys connect? There must have been some kind of attraction. Was it you both were wanted companionship, or you both kind of wanted each other's, and sometimes, as Dr. Allen says, you want a sex partner. How did you connect? Did you connect on companionship or somebody to hang out with or for a sexual partner? Can you answer that?
Probably both, but more companionship. I'm recently separated and single and just trying to get back out in the dating scene.
Okay, so maybe he's your rebound. And when you guys first dated, what was he, because remember, women fall in love with their ears. What was he talking about when he was dating or taking you out or meeting with you? Where was his long-term goals with you? Was he talking about it?
No, we weren't talking long term. But okay. It was just both kind of short term for the both of us.
Okay, so now he wants to bring around a parent. So he may have changed his actions and you're not comfortable with that. Did you let him know that you're not, and using the stroke and stand, that you're not comfortable meeting his parents, or are you just going along with the flow?
It's not that he wants me to, I guess he does. There was never any long-term goals that we talked about. I think it's just, I feel like maybe he wants something more serious now that he's bringing me up to his parents.
But I'm hearing...
really wants me to meet them.
But I'm hearing you're not, we're talking about boundaries. I don't hear you having any boundaries, and that would look like I really appreciate hanging out with you. However, I'm not comfortable with a long-term serious relationship, and bringing me to your parents' house is a little too scary. That feels like we're moving towards marriage or a commitment. Have you communicated?
Please, or just kind of cut them off and just be like, hey, I'm, you know.
Well, the pleasing
part of me needs to tell him I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, part of what I'm hearing, and is no offense, is you go with the flow and then you get mad and then you want to cut him off because they don't mind read. And he may have forgot what you guys talked about months ahead. Men do not remember long term. Women, we multifunction. We remember things. It's our brain lobes.
I cut him off since he obviously wants something more serious?
I'd never say cut people off, because then you just keep repeating the pattern. What I want you to do is use the tools and say, I have something uncomfortable I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time? And he goes, okay. And then you do the stroke and stand. You say, I really appreciate meeting you and all the fun times we've had. However, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I sense that you're looking for something serious. Am I correct? Find out if you use her tools to find out if he is. And if he says, yes, I am, I like you, I'm falling in love with you, and I want to be with you, and I want to have you part of my life. And then at that time you say, I really appreciate you sharing that. However, I'm not interested in a long-term relationship, and I don't want to lead you on. So if we continue to go out, it'll be as friends or, sexual partners, but I'm not looking for long term. Then it's up to him if he wants to keep dating you.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, don't just be mad at men because they're getting too close. It sounds like you have, what happened to your last relationship? Because this, I'm hearing what you're doing now is something that bothered you with your last. Did somebody hurt you?
My relationship.
Okay, and what happened in that relationship?
My husband cheated on me.
Okay, so that might be a trigger that you don't want to get close to men because you don't want to go through that pain again. So you keep them an arm distance away.
I could see that, but with this guy in particular, I just don't feel compatible. I'm, like I said, I'm very outgoing and he is very socially awkward. He doesn't want to be around people, and my idea of fun isn't hanging out at home on a Friday night. So I think just long term, we're not compatible.
Okay, well then that might be part of the discussion as well. Because if you discuss that we're incompatible, maybe if he wants you bad enough, He won't sit at home on a Friday night, and he'll do things to make you happy, because men want to please women, but if he doesn't know what will make you happy, he doesn't know what to do. We have to guide men and to let them know what makes us happy.
Okay. And as far as my trauma, I think you really hit a nail on the head with that one. What are some things I can do to kind of not bring that trauma into my next relationship?
Well, here's what I think. How many guys did you date or, be intimate with after your last relationship? Were you dating seriously or just going crazy with meeting men for comfort?
I think I was just experimenting.
Okay. So you were experimenting.
Not sure what kind of guys I liked. And
so what I would suggest is you really look and think about what type of man you want. It's called the dream board, the law of attraction. Write down your wants and not wants in a man. And then post it, because you're just shooting darts anywhere. You don't have an idea of the man you want. That's why you got with this man, and then, you got intimate, and now he's thinking it's a relationship.
Okay.
Andy, do you want to add? Let Andy add to that. That was my two cents.
Caller, I got a question for you. Have you ever filled out a relationship contract?
I've never filled out a relationship contract.
Have you heard of it?
Hello?
Have you heard of the contract?
No. What is... Oh, yes, I have heard of the relationship contract.
So I recommend, whether you're in a relationship or not, you do it by yourself. And do you know how to fill it out?
Maybe you can tell me. It's been a while.
The contract is time, space, money, and play. And just focusing on time for a moment, it's I, we, and us. And are you the feminine or the masculine in the relationship?
I'm the feminine.
Okay. So you would fill it out with everything you do not want, then everything you do want. And amongst that list, put a line in there where your deal breakers are, so that you know what you will and will not accept. And then those are easy ways.
Like, I don't want someone who wants to have more kids. Like, I'm done having kids. So would that be something to add to my list?
You could. Focusing on time, I might say, I want 2 hours alone at the gym per week. Just alone time. You're welcome to be there, but I want to be there no matter what. And then maybe for like we time is just you and them, you and the significant other. And, say you want my own personal experience is at least one night a week where it's just you and that person. And then us time is you, that person, and anybody else on the planet. And if he's got a child or, parent or whatever, elderly, whatever, you can say, we want in every 1 hour a week with all three of us together or more. And then you figure out what you don't want. And then as you progress, if you don't get that one date a week, how many dates are you willing to miss before you go, okay, time out. We got to have a discussion. Or like for me, it was, I never got one, so after four, I'm calling it quits. Like, if you can't make any time at all, this is ridiculous. So It's really nice to do that, and then you can start to figure out what you do want and don't want, and then these things can be nipped in the bud much quicker.
Okay, well, I appreciate that advice.
Sure.
Okay, well, caller, sorry that you've met a man that you're not attracted to, but what we also suggest is duty date. Go out with three different men so you're not over-focused on one, and do not have sex until you want a committed relationship. because the sex kind of bonds. Sometimes men get bonded by sex too. He might be more on the feminine side. How old is he? Do you know? What's his age range? What is this gentleman's age range?
He's 30.
Oh, okay. So he's still young. Okay. So some men, they bond a little bit quicker than a lot of men. So he may be bonded to you.
Okay.
He also may do it as an obligation too. So since he knows he's gotten in your body, he knows what that also can lead to, which is fatherhood for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be trying to do the honorable thing before he's required to do so.
Interesting.
Okay. Is there any
all the advice?
Is there any time that you enjoy being with him?
Oh yeah, when it's just the two of us, he's great. But when it comes to, you know, going around my friends or his friends, it's just...
Well, then maybe you set something up that you only go out with them once a week.
Okay.
I hear that there needs to be some negotiation. And I think that I feel that you're going into mind reading and assuming, and then you want to cut them off. And that might be because you got hurt before. And when you got hurt, when you get hurt from a man before, other men that come in, you cut them off at the knees to get even with the one that hurt you. So be careful on man-hating.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, caller. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. Well, that was a good caller, Andy. Do you have any inputs on that?
Well, as you know, I like the relationship contract, and that's part of know thyself. So it's, you know, life is already hard enough as it is.
Uh-huh.
And if you can do anything to help, you know, ease that pain that everybody goes through, then I think it's worth the while. So I think duty dating is wonderful. It's a great start. And then there's always...
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Is it wise to pick somebody that's just, the exact opposite of you? Or is it, you know, a lot of people say they want somebody that has all the same interests as them. I've always heard that you should share a little bit.
I think there should be at least one thing in common. I don't know about a lot. That's hard to find for me.
Okay.
So the complete opposite, I don't know what that is. I just look for, you know, if I can have a little bit of time with them.
Oh, we have another caller on. I'm sorry to cut you off. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. I have a couple unrelated questions. They're short.
Okay, go ahead.
My first question is, if I recently got out of, you know, being involved with someone, dating someone, seeing someone, and I just caught the last bit of the last caller's call, so I kind of picked up a little bit of maybe what your advice would be. But I'm trying to just talk with other guys and date, and I'm on the dating apps, and I'm just finding that when a guy asks me on a date, even if I, you know, maybe have a little bit of interest, if it's not like a ton of interest, or there isn't, I'm not feeling like a big connection from just conversation, I'm not really wanting to meet in person. I'm worried that maybe it'll make me feel worse. And I'm just wondering, because I know you encourage duty dating and accepting dates. And
yeah, go out with no expectation, because every guy you meet, you know what you want and what you don't want. So if you're already... something, it sounds like if they don't do a certain way, it's called blemished. He's not talking good, you know, he's not enthusiastic about seeing me, so I don't want to waste my time. But remember, a lot of men don't want to push too hard to scare you away either. Gentlemen will not push your boundaries.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just wondering if I should be accepting dates if I still don't feel healed from the last thing. Like,
well,
on.
How, Well, how will you feel heal unless you get back out on the horse? You know, when you fall off the horse, get right back on. Because right now you may have a negative impact on men, as all men will hurt you. So there are good men out there. Mm-hmm. And go out there with the expectation, just have a good time. And watch how they treat you and have a positive mindset. And go and just show up and be the best person you can be. And when these men start giving you positive attention, hopefully that will help you build up your self-worth and your trust in men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have another guy, you know, remember when you don't have any boyfriends and then you get one boyfriend and then all the guys want you? That's because you're sending out the energy. You're mm-hmm. happy. So right now you're hurt. So you may be sending out, I'm mad, I'm hurt, I don't want to talk to see men. So hopefully we can change that around. I'm not telling you to get back out there, but a healthy thing would be to get back out there. But don't get into a relationship too soon. You need time to heal before you jump back in.
Yeah, I think the issue is that what I find is that, you know, I have no problem connecting with men and I tend to produce a pretty, you know, some men really just connect with me really closely and they want to start, you know, calling me every day and they want my attention. And it's like, I just don't have the bandwidth right now to give that back to someone.
Well, that's part of having healthy boundaries. You tell them you're dating casually and you're not comfortable with anything serious.
So if a guy is just starting to call me every day, I mean, what can I say to
you? Say, you know what, I really appreciate your phone calls. However, I have a busy schedule and I'm only available to talk once or twice a week.
Okay. All right.
If that's what you want, I don't know what you want. I'm just saying if you don't want to talk to him every day, make it, you know, I can talk on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with, like, you know, someone reaching out to me through text, but, like, it just starts to feel like a lot when someone is wanting
to. Well, that's when you tell them you're not comfortable with phone calls every day, but you're comfortable. You have to let them know what you want and don't want. And we don't want you setting up how they have to date you.
Mm-hmm.
But we can tell them what makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy. So I really don't want you to say, I don't want you calling me all the time. You're bugging me. Because that's a little stern. But you could say, I so appreciate you calling me every day. However, I'm really comfortable with a phone call once or twice a week.
Okay. I can do
Andy, what's your take on this caller?
I want to go back to the beginning where you talked about you didn't want to make them feel bad. May not have heard the beginning of it, but we were talking about boundaries. And that was some of the toxic boundaries, which is not saying no or not accepting when others say no and feeling like you're responsible for other people's feelings and or happiness. You're not responsible for it, but you are responsible for your own. So
I just want to scare someone away. They're like a good person, but I'm just not ready for that, like that type of that volume of contact. I mean, if I wasn't recovering and healing from hurt from, you know, being betrayed by someone else recently, then I would welcome that type of, you know, consistency, but I'm just not, I can't, like, I'm still needing time in the days to process my own feelings from what happened before. And like, I'm trying not to shut myself off from love because I am at an age where it's like, I don't, you know, time is of the essence, but I'm just not ready to talk to someone every single day at this point. But I also don't, you know, I find guys, they want reciprocating interest or else they, you know, fall away. And I just don't want to, you know, come across like I'm zero interested. I'm just not that available as maybe you want me to be.
Use Sue's script. Like, it's really good and it only talks about you. Don't worry about how they think, how they feel, what they perceive. just to worry about you. Like, your self-care, believe it or not, is very attractive.
Okay.
That's because as a guy, if I know that you take care of yourself, I know you'll take care of me. And I know you'll take care of the rest of what's going on. But you taking care of yourself, if you don't do that, everything else falls apart. So take care of yourself, set your boundaries, and communicate whatever it is you need to communicate.
Okay. I have another quick question.
Okay.
If there was a guy that I was talking with before, and then we both sort of like fell away from each other, we both just stopped, you know, he stopped reaching out, and obviously then I didn't reach out because he was initiating it. And then I got involved with someone else, and then that was like a couple months, and then that didn't work out. And I saw on my calendar that it was his birthday, so I reached out to this guy that I hadn't talked to in a couple months.
Perfect. Original. That's great.
Yeah. So it actually been like right around 8 weeks. And then I saw his birthday in my calendar. So I reached out and just said, you know, hey, Brendan, you know, I saw your birthday on my calendar. I must have put it in. Hope you have a great birthday weekend, something like that. And he just responded to me like right when I was, before I called you.
Okay.
And we were like small talking, but I'm curious if he's, you know, gotten involved with anyone else.
You know what? We don't know that yet, dear. You don't know if he's involved with somebody else till you meet him.
No, I know. And I wanted to ask you, do you think it's okay to ask like, hey,
No. We don't give him the third degree. You do small talk.
Small
talk until he asks you out. And then when you go out, then you ask, well, you can do talk. Are you dating anybody? Or that's how you talk to him.
Is it okay to do that when we're having small talk on the phone?
How will you present it? I'm afraid that you might be too stern. How will you, let me hear how you're going to.
I'm very playful when I have conversations.
Okay.
Really, like friendly. It would just come up in conversations. Like if he's like, how have you been? What have you been up to? And I'm telling what I'm been up to and. You know, he's been asking me about my summer, you know, it would just be like, you know, how's dating going for you or something like that.
That would be a good way that's a good way to present it.
Okay, cool. Okay, and then my last question very quickly is the eight week thing with the hi goodbye letter. I always thought that you write that at the end of the 8 weeks.
You can write it at the end or the beginning. It doesn't matter. Sometimes women push men away. And they made a mistake, so we send it early, like they did stupid stuff to push the men away. So it's a hi-bye letter with an apology amends on it.
What if he did the wrong and you're just not ready to send it yet and it hasn't been 8 weeks, but you're still just like, it's hard to write it because it's so much.
The hi-bye letter is good for you to write to cleanse you to move on. It isn't always about him coming back. You send it with the notion he may or may not come back. It's a doorway for him to come back without getting yelled at. It's an opening. If you want him to come back, it's an opening. You sent him a letter on all these things, and he can come back with. And he comes back, and he may say, "I didn't mean to hurt you." Blah 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 blah. And sometimes it starts the relationship back up. After 8 weeks, it's a brand new relationship.
Okay. So I don't know if I have another minute or two just to piggyback off of the 8 week thing. I don't want to name myself right now because we're on a public call, but Sue, we've talked in email and, you know, I've let things die down and there was some drama going on and it died down. And then I hadn't talked to him in a couple weeks. And then he sent me a text the other day because I had sent him back like 3 weeks ago when things ended. I had like one of his chargers for his phone and he had wanted it back, you know, when we were still together. So I just sent it back. I didn't put any notes in it or it just literally like charger in the envelope, sent it back to him. And so we hadn't talked in 2 weeks and he sent me a text the other morning just with a picture of the envelope. And I guess it got like ripped into, like someone stole what was inside out of it. And he just said, you know, I don't know what was in this, but whatever it was, like, I didn't receive it. And I just wrote him back like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry.
Okay, you know, so what's the question? Yeah.
So I was just wondering, because I just thought, you know, because things are quite negative between us, not because of me, but just because of, you know, there was a lot of deception and he had lied to me. And
now you know what type of man he is. It's, you know, unfortunately dating, you get to know the true person and we accept them, reject them, or tolerate. He has a right to be deceiving. Be glad you found out sooner than later, dear.
I am. And he ended up telling me, you know, because he went through a divorce.
Okay.
And after the divorce.
What's the question? I don't want to dwell on what his problem is, because that's not fair. He's not here to defend it.
Totally.
Okay. So we're not going to bash him. I don't want to bash people on one-sided stories.
No, I'm not bashing. There's no bashing. I'm just.
Well, what's your next question?
So, you know, him reaching out to me, you know, with that text, is that nothing?
Let me ask you something. Do you want, because this cat and mouse game, do you want him back? Because every time you respond back, you guys have a game going.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want him back.
Well, then why are we contacting him over and over if he's so deceptive?
No, I'm saying like he reached out to me. I'm saying I don't know if I want him back, because I don't know if he would repair things at some point in time.
And you want to help her with?
Yeah, so he has a right to be exactly who he is. Assume he's a used car or a toaster or anything that does one thing well. Whatever that one thing is, that's all he can do. He has a right to do exactly what he's doing.
I still love him.
I get that. So either accept him as he is or reject him.
But let's don't bash him about his flaws.
I hear you. I wasn't bashing. I was just saying.
No, but we don't. Yeah. He is the way. What me and Andy are saying is he is the way he is. We don't talk negatively. If you're still in love with him, that is the person you love, deceitful and not.
Decide if that's good enough or not.
Yes.
If he's 51% valuable, try. If he's not, reject him.
My question was if he reaches out to me about like a non-topic, like something meaningless, like what he did, like just sending me, you know, a picture of the envelope that got ripped into, do I just
respond
as is and then just leave it where it lands and that's that?
Yeah, respond. I'm so sorry that happened. There was a charger in there. End of story. Leave it alone.
Okay. But I shouldn't look at that as anything, the fact that he's still reaching out and sending me.
Don't put in, you know what? He's reaching out because you guys have a good game going. And it's called toxic lovemaking.
Okay. I don't want that. So is there a way to turn that off? Or
one person has to stop participating. And you'll know when you're ready. We can't tell you when to stop. You have to stop when you're ready.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is how do you like, nothing I've said was, you know, toxic. It was just.
No, I know it, but you two, there's no building in this relationship. You've told us he's deceitful. And you're still in love with him. So that makes me hear that you still want him to reach out to you and you like the communication. So you're bonded to him. And only you can break that bond. And it will be painful to break the bond. And it will be painful to participate talking to him. So you have to pick your poison.
How do you break the bond?
You either don't talk to him anymore or you keep talking to him. They're both painful.
What would you suggest?
I can't tell you that, dear. That's this is your relation, your life. You know what he's like. If you like, and you like the, you know, he's not coming to court you. You guys are doing this little Mickey Mouse. Where's the charger? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I didn't do mean this. Oh, what you, it, there's nothing that he's saying he loves you.
Right.
So, but I hear you say you love him.
I just want to heal at this point, and I still feel like I have.
Then if you want to heal, you're going to have to go through the pain of debonding, and that could take a year. But every time you taste, touch, smell, hear, or see him, you start the cycle up again.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's all I can tell you is every time you want to reach out or talk to him, it's another cycle of bonding.
Yeah.
So that's all I can tell you. When you're ready, you'll debond and you'll block him, not talk to him, avoid him, whatever you need to do when you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, caller. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. I heard a couple more callers in the folks, if you're in the background and you try to call in, we can only do one caller. So if you call and nobody picks up, just keep calling back. We will eventually pick up. So hopefully we had a couple of callers I heard. The number again is 323-203-0815. We're open and available to take your call now. So if you were calling in before, please feel free to call back again. Andy, what would you say about that last caller? She obviously is bonded to this man. I don't want to make him the bad guy because that's her point of view of the bad guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I mean, he's got his attributes. Take them as you will.
Andy, what would you say about that? Oh, hello. You're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, I don't have a question, but I have a testimonial.
Oh, okay. Please feel free to share.
Yeah, I used to listen to Dr. Pat Allen maybe 6-7 years ago, and okay. It really, really helped me a lot.
How did she help you?
I was able to, I guess, play the more feminine role in a relationship because I realized that I was very masculine and I was totally emasculating my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So it was
painful to hear? was it eye-opening and painful to hear what you were doing?
Yes. and she used to call it playing fake beta.
Yes. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I used to lead with, you know, my career and what I'd like to do and how active I was and how good I was at things that maybe they weren't as good at. And instead, I then, you know, decided to kind of chat with them and see what they liked. And specifically my last two boyfriends was after I had started listening to Dr. Pat Allen, and I didn't even tell them what I did. I just said I work at a manufacturing company, just really vague.
Yes.
And then they would tell me what they did, and they would be, you know, more apt to share and kind of feel proud of themselves. And then the communication tools were really, really helpful. And then also what was helpful was understanding that you can't change them. You can, as you guys were saying just now, you can either accept them or reject them. And if you find them 51% valuable on their worst day, you keep them because there's nothing really better out there.
And so when women try to be, build up their career, what they're doing is competing with the man and you're going head to head. And that does not turn men on. There has to be a polarity, one masculine, one feminine. If you're talking about your career and how much money you make and your great job and he's doing that, there'll be no polarity or interest.
Yeah, exactly. And then it seemed like there was, like, they were very interested in my career, but then.
Well, they are, but not on a romantic level because you're just an equal man to them. They want a playmate.
Yeah. Yes. so I just wanted to
thank you.
I have
I haven't listened. I haven't caught up to. I'm not sure where Dr. Pat Allen is. I was hoping.
She's 90 years old. She lives in San Diego, Carlsbad. We can't have her do the radio show because she has hard hearing. Reads lips, so she can't see. So I'm her daughter, Sue, and Andy's one of her former students. So we're carrying on the message. But it's so glad to hear that it worked for you. That's our goal, is to have it help people.
Yes, it really has helped me quite a bit in being able to talk to someone, and not just to my boyfriend, but to, you know, my relationships in general. So if you could pass on my gratitude and...
Can you share your name, or is that, we don't have to?
Oh, my name is Ruth. She wouldn't know who I am. Okay.
I'll tell her. Well, it's always good testimonies, and we really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and I met my current boyfriend about 7 years ago. So we've been together 7 years, and that's the longest relationship I've ever had. And we're going strong.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So we're having you're the last caller. We're having to close down the radio show for tonight, but we'd love to hear back from you on any updates. So I want to thank you, caller, and I want to thank you, Andy, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you back here next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.